There's movement by the Colts. They flip it out. It's a free down because the Colts are outside. Drake's got it. Got the first down. 20, 10, touchdown Miami.
All right.
Oh, Kenyon Drake in that great speed. Wow.
Second and 10. Drake again, the running back. Couple of receivers to the right, two to the left. Back to throw is Tannehill. Getting some pressure. Rolls to his right. Stops. Throws it deep downfield. Under throws it. And it's taken away by Carew at the 30, the 20. He's going to score. Touchdown Miami. Hines, the running back, back to throw is Luck. Plenty of time, throws it deep downfield to Hilton, and it's intercepted by Xavier Howard. Howard's fourth interception of the year. Drake, the running back, takes the handoff up the middle, 10, 5, leaps, touchdown Miami.
What a call.
Right up the middle. Wow, what great blocking.
Third and long for Andrew Luck. Bunch receivers to the right, back to throw. Luck, pressure coming. He escapes from one group, throws it downfield to a wide open Rodgers at the 23-yard line. My goodness. This will be a 32-yard field goal attempt for Adam Vinatieri to win the football game. Kick is up, and the kick is good.
It hurts. This one hurts, you know. The way it went down, the way we felt like we were playing, you know, throughout the game, you know, we scored to go up 10. We were running the ball well, moving the ball efficiently. Defense had came up with some big stops. And then you know, down the stretch, we didn't execute. So the way it went down obviously really hurts. You have to be able to get past it. You know, there's still five football games in front of us. Everything we want still on the table. Obviously, this one hurts still. You know, AFC game on the road, one that we're in a good position to win, and to not finish it, it hurts.
In position to win and couldn't finish it. Oh my God, that one hurt. Good morning to everybody. Just got back a few hours ago, and here we go again, Zach, after hopefully it was a good Thanksgiving. Man, we feel like we've been off for like four since then.
I'm telling you, got all kinds of stuff taking place. Man, I know you were on a flight home from Indianapolis from that debacle, but just being a normal person last night, I was thinking to myself, God, when was the last time I've been to work?
Yeah, well, listen, it's back. I think everybody's just about back to school, even the kids who seem to have a ton between Thanksgiving and then getting close to the end of the year.
That's right.
Whether it's public or private, man. The little whips get a lot of days off, don't they? No, no question about that.
Future day, this day, it doesn't matter.
Well, yesterday,
I wish the Dolphins had a day off yesterday.
Ryan Tannehill's talking about having a 24-14 lead and can't hold it in the fourth. And I was thinking, yeah, actually, I'm kind of familiar with it because last time Ryan Tannehill started a game, we were up 17-0 at the end of the third in Cincinnati. And that was the last game he played in. So the Dolphins. And we'll get into what happened, and everybody knows that the topics with the media, the headlines for the media has been crappy play calling late in the game, and the coach got real conservative and didn't trust Ryan Tannehill, and then the defense got real, real loose after playing pretty well at times, and then other times giving up wide open guys and just making it look real easy for the tight ends and guys, T.Y. Hilton wide open. I'm not sure who was supposed to have him on his long run and everything else that took place. And then, of course, the third and eight or third and nine there, Andrew Luck stepped up and instead of taking off running, he looked up the field and surprise, get a wide open. One thing about our defense, listen, if we're going to let you get open, we're going to let you get wide open. We're not going to mess around with that. So that happened. But, yeah. This story will be when we're done this year. I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the year, but 17-0 and up 24-14 will be the two stories on the road that if you're able to win those games, which is not crazy to be up 17-0 and up by 10 that you would win a game, they'd be 7-4 right now. But obviously that's not the case. There's plenty of reasons why, and we'll get into all of them here today and everything that went around the games. Great weekend, by the way, of college football. And not just here. We'll have Mark Richt here joining us here right at 7 o'clock this morning. Now, his team won one of the most dominant defensive performances and a great running game. Everything but a pass game. Everything but a pass game. Who would ever thought you'd struggle being a Miami Hurricane with a pass game?
I mean, did you see the box score, what it looked like for the Kansas?
No, I saw it on TV.
Like, the box, I mean, you didn't even need to watch the game to see the fact. You would think that the Canes lost by 40 if you just looked at Nkosi's numbers. Six of 24, 52 yards, 2.2 average.
You
have to try hard to get a 13.2 quarterback rating.
You see that unless you're Georgia Tech, you're a little worried, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Georgia Tech, that's fine. But even with 24 attempts passing, that's not Georgia Tech. Yeah, it'd be like 4 for 12 or something like that. That's fine. But 24 attempts, six. I mean, thank goodness that Travis Homer had one of the craziest box scores I've ever seen, because it was just that offense. Whoa, what has happened to this team's offense this entire season? If it wasn't for Manny Diaz's defense and the way that they just have dominated games, including this one, 14 tackles for loss, 6 sacks, 200 yards, 1.8 yards per carry. Like, every stat was perfect for the defense. But that offense and the way Nkosi just looks out there, wow.
Yeah. There's nobody going to tell me, hey, Nkosi, it's your job for the future. Don't you worry about it. You got nothing to worry about. This thing is about as bad a passing game as I can remember watching the Miami Hurricanes. But you're right. The defense and Manny's guys, he can feel pretty good about those guys. They, as you mentioned, all those stats and everything that they were able to do was pretty good. By the way, college football over the weekend. If there was ever a time you were going to be a junkie, Friday was good,
yes.
Really good.
Yes.
And Saturday, including, like, okay, let's get to one of the last games of the day, Texas A&M and LSU.
Yeah, well, they're still in overtime.
They played a basketball game.
Yeah, they're still in overtime.
They just kept going back and forth. I think one of the wide receivers for A&M had 6 touchdowns.
I think so, yes.
Can you imagine having 6 touchdowns
in
one
season.
Game?
That's a good season for
one
of those
receivers.
That's
a real good season. Yeah. Like, somebody, I had 6 touchdowns this year. Hey, good year, man.
6 touchdowns on offense by wide receiver?
Yeah. No, just
that's a month and a half of Canes.
Yeah.
That's a month and a half.
Yeah. That would be a long time. Anyway, we got all that stuff. And, of course, the other story last night, Dwayne Wade and his basketball team not able to beat Toronto. They lose again. They're now 7-12. But D-Wade did something that goes for 35 off the bench. It was the most ever by a bench player. That's kind of, you think about all the guys come in off the bench and have had 20-point games. That's the most ever for a Miami Heat player off the bench. So Dwayne's got all the records for
everything
as a starter, and now he's got it off the bench with a nice showing last night. Got real aggressive. He had 35 points as they come back home, and they'll face Atlanta tomorrow. That's a good team. If you need to get a little therapy,
gotta get off the schneid. That's it.
That would be a team you could handpick and feel pretty good about to kind of get things rolling. So we're all over the place here today. Got all kinds of stuff to get to. High school football. And we'll get into all that during the week as we get one step closer to the state championship game. But a big congratulations to a team that we haven't talked about because they're basically a 500 team in the regular season. Northwestern High School beat Central. You couldn't make this up. Central beats Carroll City, two of the top two ranked teams in the nation, both top 10. And then Northwestern turns around and somehow on a last drive beats a really good Central team who beat St. Thomas and beat everybody else. And Carroll City beat everybody. So anyway, just unbelievable. They're the third best team in their district because they're in that same district.
It's a good district.
And here they are. Like, you might have won all the games in the regular season, but they got hot at the end of the year.
All that matters.
And playing great. Always have had talent, but really put it together. And I was shocked when I saw that. I went, like, there is no way. No way that happened when I got up Saturday morning and saw that one. So that was a huge one, and congratulations to all the winners and Dave Broward and Palm Beach County. We'll have a lot more on those guys to get to as we continue on as well with our high school football stuff. A lot of stuff going on. I will tell you, Zach, you've been around a long, long time. This has been one of the worst years – last 12 months I can remember of our professional teams all struggling. Panthers losing last second after having a 4-2 lead to Chicago. You just go through everything. What's going on with the Heat right now? The Dolphins had a second game after coming back and being able to go up on a team that's been red hot in the Colts. Have them in great shape last night. They can't win. I mean, it really is unbelievable what is going on and how bad our teams are struggling right now. The whole group right across the board.
No, everybody.
You know the story with the Marlins and where they are as well. And by the way, I'm not just – it's everybody. It's the Dolphins. It's everything.
Canes football, Dolphins football, the Heat, the Marlins, the Panthers, the five, as we like to say with the Canes football, the five professional teams.
Right.
Very meh. That's the way to really say it. Meh. There's nothing exciting. There's no winning. It's just meh.
It's below average.
Yeah.
It's below average on all the teams now. Well, they all have losing records.
Did Pat Riley sell the city's soul to the devil for LeBron back in the day?
Boy,
And then we're paying for it now?
I don't know, because that was...
we had a great four-year run with that team in the American Airlines Arena.
Nah, maybe you're right, because it's bad. It really is. It's bad stuff. And speaking of that, getting back to the headlines with the Miami Dolphins, you're rolling in today, and last night I saw those riders, and everybody was fired up and everything else. Loose defense, late in the game, not being able to get stops, and the other story is play calling, and did Adam Gase trust Ryan Tannehill? That's going to be it. They're backed up after everything's going on. Special teams, which, by the way, has been unbelievable. They played great. Get another block yesterday with Kiko Alonso. Ball's caught right at the goal line, and they decide to go ahead and bring it out. Didn't get very far. Got a penalty on top of it. End up going back in really crappy field position. I thought at that time the coach got real conservative. In a time more like, hey, we're going to try to get a first down, but, you know, our defense can have – we're going to have to get a big punt, great coverage, and get a stop with arguably the greatest field goal kicker of all time.
Right? With a shank.
With a shank
with
in there.
With one shank already in there.
But under in clutch situations.
Because
right after that, after he kicked that, whatever that thing was that he kicked, I thought he got blocked. It was so bad. But he was splitting the uprights. And so.
This guy's been kicking for 100 years also.
I thought at the time. I didn't have as many problems as a lot of guys with the drive before, because they had 2-3 and outs, and you know, and I understand it's second guessing, and my phone blew up right after. Gase's play calling sucks, and you know, I heard it all from everybody. As a matter of fact, I couldn't even get through all my messages last night on my phone, but just reading how mad everybody was with the game. But my problem would be if we're doing all this second guessing. I thought when you're backed up and everybody's loaded up in the box on first down's a great time to go play action. Get Kenny Stills, who's not even involved in the offense anymore. I don't know if, hey, Kenny, just stand out there. We know you're hurting. I thought
he's
ran pretty well.
Yeah.
Get something you can get down the field and get out of bad field position. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's a time to be aggressive and get after it. I thought Ted Larson really struggled when he came in. I don't know if it looked like it on TV, but I thought Ted Larson really struggled. He had to come in because you got another guy nicked up on the offensive line, and they had to switch guard to center, and center had to go out, and then Larson had to come back in and play. I don't know if he's 100% or not. I don't think he practiced much during the week, but I don't know. It just those runs and that short pass that was thrown and got Devontae got the crap knocked out of him. I would just
questionable at best play calling at the end of the game.
And so it looked like he didn't really trust Ryan Tannehill. Like, hey, you know, they're backed up. Their guy's throwing it out of the end zone, you know, and they got he marches right down the field quickly. And if you really trust it, and Ryan Tannehill's going to be a big time quarterback,
isn't that a time like,
hey, man. This is one of those times you got to play like a big-time court. You got to play like a guy making $1 million a game. Like, you got to – we're going to let it go. and let's get some things here. Let's go ahead and take a shot. So what if the if it's incomplete and the clock, you know, stops at that point? So what? We're going to be aggressive going out. What the hell we got to lose here? We got to send it instead. They run. So that would be mine personally. When I was up with the game with Bob and Jimmy, I was like, damn, this is first down's a great time. Backed up. They know we're probably going to run it. Frank Gore, some right up there in the middle. Something where he can hopefully pick up 4 or 5 yards on first down.
Hopefully.
Let's go and play action it. Go one receiver on the outside. Safety's going to be cheating up. I don't know. That's what I was thinking and everything else on it. But listen, when you blow a lead 24-14, there's going to be criticism.
Of course.
And you're going to have criticism all league because it's the second time it's happened this year. Happened in Cincinnati in Ryan Tannehill's last start before he got injured. And then it happened again last night. You blow a 17-point lead. A lead last night. You blow a 10-point lead. Anyway, we got to go to break here, man. We're going super late because I'm all fired up here today with plenty of coffee and not a lot of sleep.
No, it's good. It's a good combo. Yeah.
Mark Richt's going to join us coming up at 7 o'clock. We got to ask him a lot of questions. 7 to 5. What bowl game are they going to? I have no idea.
I don't know. We heard possibly in the update a little Shreveport, Louisiana. See what happens there.
All right, welcome back. As we're going to have Mark Richt, University of Miami head football coach, going to join us as the regular season's over. Canes end up going 7-5 after beating Pittsburgh, who, by the way, Pitt's got another game. They get to play in the ACC championship game against Clemson, where the spread should be in the 20s.
Yeah, it's probably 21.
It really should be.
I'm guessing if it's even out yet.
Clemson and Pitt will play in the ACC. They 7-5 and playing in the ACC championship.
That Canes defense is really good. That Clemson defense is really good.
Really,
also.
Really good. Yeah.
I mean, the front seven for the Canes has been okay, you know, pretty good. But that front seven for Clemson, you got a couple first round draft picks on there.
Oh no, they're loaded. Yeah. And Canes got a lot of guys can get drafted their defense. But you're right. Just the level in Clemson, the fact that they're going to be they're not going to lose to Pitt, and they're going to be in that playoff series again. Matter of fact, there's a really good chance 3 of the 4 oldies but goodies are all going to be in it again that we talk about every year: Bama, Clemson, and Ohio State. Because Urban Meyer, who we get on a lot for not always telling the truth or fibbing or whatever problems he has with his health, listen, man, he just flat out coached Harbaugh in that Michigan-Ohio State game. You took the number one defense and you score 62 points,
wow,
and you're scoring at will. You look faster. You look better prepared with what you were doing, and just Michigan would score and you'd score too. I mean, it was crazy to watch, and so now we're kind of watching to see what's going to happen here for that fourth playoff spot after Michigan gets knocked out, because Oklahoma's going, hey, don't forget about us, and we're going, well, you don't play defense either. So we'll find out what happens with Oklahoma and Ohio State. Now listen, they may have to make a decision because there's a good chance both those teams win in their conference championship games. And so a group of those guys going to have to sit there and decide which one loss team do you like the best, Oklahoma or Ohio State? Who's the best that has the best opportunity to win a game in that four games in the 4-team playoff that we have in college football? So that'll be an interesting one. And Georgia, I didn't forget about you. Georgia, of course, going to play Alabama. I've already got them losing.
But I've been saying this for weeks. For weeks. What if Georgia wins that game against Alabama?
Let me tell you, if they do, it'd be a hell of an upset.
No, I know that. I know that.
It would be
a huge
upset.
This is the best team to play Alabama.
Oh, yeah, by far.
So, first off, I don't think Alabama's going to lose a game. I think they're just going to finish the season undefeated.
Georgia's got a hell of a team.
But they've got a good team. But what I'm saying is for that fourth spot in the playoffs, because right now you got to look at it and say Clemson wins, they're obviously that number two seed. Notre Dame's right there at that three seed. Alabama's the one seed.
Oh, Notre Dame's already wrapped it up.
They're in.
They don't have a conference
They don't have to
game.
Worry they're, about anything. Right. They're already in. They're either that two or the three. It doesn't matter. They're going to play in that game, probably here in the Orange Bowl if that's the way it goes with two and three. But if Georgia somehow wins that game, you're not knocking Alabama out, so they go to four. So Alabama's already, no matter what, in there, but it's going to screw another one of these teams. Oklahoma could win theirs. Ohio State could win theirs and both be not in the playoff.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
There is a chance that happens, but the chance, I don't even know what the spread is. I can't imagine it's going to be a couple of points that Alabama's been hammering
Alabama
everybody.
Is unbelievable. They really are.
They kind of, Auburn kind of hung around for a little while, and then Alabama, next thing you know,
it's over. It's over.
They got it. They got a great passing game. They got a quarterback that there's got to be a handful of NFL teams going, my God, he'd look good in an NFL uniform about right now. He can run. His ability to throw the deep pass and drop passes in with touch. Got the strong arm.
Still got one more year, by the way.
He's got to go one more year. Yeah,
he's not draft eligible.
So yeah, we don't want to tease everybody, yeah. and he's not eligible. He got to go at least 3 years or have 3 years of college in case you have 2 years in a redshirt year in there or injured year. Hey, the other story, of course, is one we've been talking about yesterday with the Dolphins and their collapse after being up 24-14 early in the fourth. They end up losing 27-24. And a lot of the articles today, everything's going to be about play calling, which Adam Gase is calling the plays, not only the head coach, but calling the plays. Here's what he had to say, if you're wondering about some of his comments after the game, about some of the plays that were called late in the game.
I mean, if we would have been in a more manageable situation, you know, I ran it there and we got it shoved up our I have a high trust. It wouldn't matter who was back there. That's a situation to be in. It's third and long. It's on the... You're backed up. Like, it's a bad situation. I've been in that end zone before, and I watched a Hall of Fame quarterback get sacked for a safety.
All right, so he was talking about Peyton Manning. But I guess the whole thing, you're right, on third down, third and 10, we're in big trouble in that situation. I get that. I would disagree with him, though, on first down. First down, everybody thinks you're going to run. Frank's been getting, seems like every time he runs, he gets 4 yards on first down. They're thinking the same thing, 4 or 5 yards. They're going to try to run Frank between, whether it's a delay or a counter. They're going to try to do something with Frank to get him out there and pick up some yards and make it more manageable on second down. Why not go aggressive right there? Why not trust everybody? And if for some reason a guy gets loose, Ryan can roll out and save the play, hopefully. Hopefully. And you pass protect. You got to believe in your guys and take a shot down the field one-on-one. And I'm not necessarily saying a takeoff or a post pattern. Maybe it's a square end. Maybe it's a corner route, something, a deep comeback, whatever it is that Ryan feels comfortable with one of your guys that's not the fifth or sixth receiver on the team. And those two guys had to play a lot yesterday in Butler and Carew. But why not Kenny Stills? Why not get him out there and do it? That was the down to do it on him for me was first down.
Kenny Stills a forgotten man on this offense.
Yeah, no, you're right, man. Just
Targets, one catch for 6 yards. Nope. He was nothing in that game yesterday.
Nope.
And it's been a couple weeks since we've really seen much.
He's the one guy, you know, coming off his groin injury, and I don't know how he looks like he was running fine yesterday. That would have been the one as you're backed up, and you just got to be you got to be a little more aggressive. You just do. I know the coach doesn't want to hear it, but you got to be more aggressive. You've got to, you know. And our writers all felt like Adam Gase wasn't being aggressive because he didn't trust his quarterback.
Well, that's a problem
because, well, he's saying that's not the case. Didn't matter. That's why he brought up Peyton Manning. You know, I'm not afraid with Peyton Manning and the whole thing. And they're going, well, last time you were in this situation, Ryan Tannehill was up 17-0, 17-3, and ends up turning the ball over. And you decided you're going to have your guy punt. And you're giving a guy that's on fire right now in Andrew Luck the ball in really good field position with really good pass protection. And they almost got him, by the way. Third and 9, they almost got him.
Oh.
But he slipped away. And by the way, he wasn't thinking about running. He looked down the field.
Saw a guy wide open.
I'm not sure if it was Bobby McCain or who it was.
Bobby was in front or to the side, yes.
Somebody left their guy wide open, and he looked up and picked it up because he's open by 15 yards. Got him the ball, and that was ball game. Because,
I mean, Joe, he could have thrown it left-handed, and it would have gotten there in time for him to catch the ball. He could have thrown it underhanded. He was so wide open on that play. Well, Akeem Spencer's whiffed on that tackle. He just whiffed.
So he's a big, strong guy. He steps up in the pocket, throws it, and then that was from there, whatever he gets. Yeah, it's Vinatieri on a game-winning field goal. I don't know how many of those he seems like he's missed.
Oh, I don't know. He's got so much white and gray hair, by the way, on that beard. He's been kicking field goals for so long in the NFL and in that position also. How many Super Bowls did he win on a field goal?
Yeah. Somebody brought up yesterday, hey, he missed one earlier in the game, and we all looked and we go, yeah, he didn't miss them in the big time when they count, when they're game winners or Super Bowls or playoff games. He doesn't miss very much.
I'm not worried about a 39 or 43-yarder in the second quarter. It's the fourth quarter with a minute and change left or whatever it is.
Yeah.
When he gets up there to kick anywhere between 30 and 52.
Right.
And I'm just, that's it. It's curtain. It's over.
It's pretty good. 45-year-old field goal kicker who's headed to the Hall of Fame. That was just about automatic.
Won Super Bowls, won everything. Yeah, the conservative play calling, it hurts. It hurts.
You know what's weird about this game, too, is you got three takeaways in the first half. Three takeaways by your defense. Xavier Howard just came up with some ridiculous plays. A couple of interceptions were just unbelievable. And you're looking at that, and you barely have a lead, or barely, and it's just really frustrating. In that game, you have three takeaways, and you block a punt. Kiko Alonso has a great play up the middle, blocks a punt, and it's still not enough to win that damn game. Just frustrating. I go back, like yesterday with the Cincinnati game, same deal. You got a 17-0 lead late in the third and a 24-14 lead in the fourth.
And can't lose those games.
And you lose them both.
You can't lose those games.
Those are stingers, both on the road, by the way, which is hard to win on the road. And you had a chance to get your second and third wins of the season, and instead now you're 5-6. And it's not going to be easy, by the way. Buffalo. For a guy,
see the way they're playing?
Guy talked a little trash about old garbage. He's garbage. Yeah. Well, he garbaged Jacksonville.
He almost ran for 100 yards, by the way. Allen almost ran for 100 yards in that game.
I only saw him run a couple of times, and he was being reckless again, like a couple times. And I was like, dude, you were just injured. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Young guy.
And
no fear.
And the only thing I could think of is he just wishes Jalen Ramsey was around somewhere trying to tackle him.
So he could knock him over.
So he could just try run him right over the top.
He mocked him after that touchdown at the end of the game. He mocked him. Well, he went right after Ramsey. He didn't care. He ran for 99 yards, Joe. 13 carries, 99 yards.
I will say, and it's not just old school, but if you're going to go out and everybody says, well, if you're a great player, you can say whatever you want about anybody, I disagree with that. I think when you start trashing everybody in the league, you just add to motivation, whether you're in high school, whether you're in college. I don't think teams like it. I honestly think a lot of your teammates don't like it either.
Sure, it's a lot of pressure.
I always love when the one guy goes, well, if he can back it up, I don't care what he says. Well, you ain't backing it up because you guys lost again up in Jacksonville.
Joe, they're the most disappointing team in the NFL this year, I think, Jacksonville.
They're right up there.
They got to be, right?
Yeah, right up there.
They're in the AFC Championship game last year.
No, you're right. You're right. They that's been an embarrassment. We're going to break here, man. We got the coach, Mark Richt, going to join us coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. So we'll have him join us and talk about the Pittsburgh game, the great running game, the great defense, and what has happened to the passing game. What has happened to the passing game besides drop balls? Some of these numbers. Ouch.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Of course, I understand. I'm a competitor, so I want the ball in my hands. I want to make that play. But I understand the situation. Obviously, we were inside our own 10, long yarded situation. They had been playing soft coverage, sinking everyone underneath in those long yarded situations. Your percentages are low. We're thinking, hey, if we can, you know, get a block on one guy, make one guy miss. You know, there was a couple situations where we did run the ball and were able to get really close on those runs. So I totally understand the call there. But, you know, as a competitor, you know, it's tough. You know, you want that ball in your hands. If you are what you say you
are, a superstar. All right, welcome back. We're just about 15 minutes away from Mark Richt, University of Miami head coach, will join us as they wrapped up their regular season with a win over Pittsburgh, who's got one more left. They got the Coastal Division champion. They'll take on Clemson. Oh, boy.
A blowout.
Yeah, that's...
that's going to be a blowout. I mean, it's going to be bad.
I was shocked when I saw Pitt ended up with the same record at 7-5.
That's right.
And won the Coastal Division.
It was Miami's Coastal.
Oh, that was. It was set up.
It was Miami's Coastal.
Bad years for a lot of teams, and that happened, of course.
Joe, 6-2 in the conference for Pitt, 4-4 for Miami. Yeah. That's it.
You know what's crazy? I guess Syracuse is the second-best team in the ACC.
Yep.
Syracuse. Not basketball.
No. Football. Syracuse football. Yeah. Yes.
Crazy. So, anyway, we've got a lot of stuff going on here to get to, and you just heard Ryan Tannehill talking about what everybody's going to be talking about today, the play calling on the last two drives, which ended up being 2-3 and outs, and on your last two possessions, and not being able to get a first down, move the ball down. And listen, whatever you want to say, no matter who's playing, you can't be a playoff team until you get the ball on some of these drives late in the game and you can't put them away. Make them two-score games, or if they're tied, be able to drive down the field and kick a field goal and chew up some time. You just can't throw it back on your defense and go, sorry, guys, you're going to have to go back out on the field. And, oh, by the way, you're going to have to play in really crappy field position. I know we can blame the defense, and they gave up some huge plays on the last two drives. Almost looked like two broken coverages. Hilton looked wide open on a crossing route.
Yeah, what was that?
I think that was when Xavien Howard ran his ass down, which surprised me even more from the other side. And then on Andrew Luck stepped up in the pocket after almost getting sacked, and he has somebody in the secondary. I don't know if it was Bobby McCain or who it was, left a wide receiver open.
It almost looks like
open.
Bobby moved up a little bit because he thought the run was coming, and Andrew just dumped it right over his head. Like, that's, I mean,
it's pretty good dump over his head.
No, it was
like about 30 some yards down the field. No, I know what you're saying.
But you know, like, it almost looks like Bobby, like, turned around for a second to see what was going on with Andrew Luck, saw him, you know, kind of scrambling out and moved up a little bit. And then Andrew Luck just threw it right over his head to the guy. The guy was literally wide open by 15 yards. Yeah. It wasn't like someone was close and he got and just made an amazing catch. It hit him right in the breadbasket.
Yeah.
Like, it was over.
Well, I know Adam Gase talked about. He was concerned, and it happened to Peyton Manning in the same situation where he gave up a safety and got sacked in the end zone. And I understand there's a chance that can happen. But honestly, who cares at that point? Like, why not? And the other thing could happen is you get extra second because you off play action with Frank Gore in there. They think you're going to run it or even Drake in there. And you throw a little play action. And
just get a first down.
And you go one-on-one with whoever your best receiver is right now. And something you can get between 10 and 15 yards down the field and get out to the 20 where you got obviously better field position, but you know you got to call your best play, your best pass play. And if it's 2 points you give up, it's 2 points. What's the difference in what you did? They're thinking, I was thinking the same thing, like, oh, first down on that last drive. He's going to run it, which he did, and it didn't get anything.
Inside the 10, run pass, guys, run for 4 yards.
Guys got beat inside. So I don't know, man. I just – and it's second guess, and it is going to be for every coach. When you're a head coach and you're calling plays, you're going to be under scrutiny too when you can't get a first down on your last two drives. I don't care where you are. I don't care who your personnel is. And they had Amendola go down, and all of a sudden you're playing with Butler and Carew, which I never thought we'd be saying you could be playing with Butler and Carew out there. But that was some of what you had. He was rotating Devontae Parker, who's got a bad shoulder. He was rotating him in and out. Kenny Stills was in there, but not being used very much. So... but you just, to me, got to be a little more aggressive, man. And I know Peyton Manning got the safety however many years ago, but this guy, He's got to make some of these plays.
How much confidence do you have in Ryan Tannehill that you don't take a chance?
Well, that was the whole thing is the writers believe, and a lot of fans believe, whether...
I'm just believing what I see on TV. That's it. I watch the game on TV.
People believe that, well, he doesn't trust Adam. He doesn't trust Ryan Tannehill. That's why he's not
so conservative. He's not letting it rip. Games, yeah.
I don't know if he's got Cincinnati demons, what happened late in the game, or he just doesn't want to put him. Because I'll tell you what, Ryan Tannehill came out and was pretty sharp to start that game. I know it's the start of the game, but they marched right down and got rid of that 9-quarter touchdown drought real quickly. And he looked good. He threw one right down hash mark on the first one. Comes back on a quick post pattern to Amendola. And then Kenyon Drake, who has become kind of your number one weapon for everything you're doing right now. He had a couple of touchdowns yesterday. Yeah, so that people, and he's saying, no, I would have been in the same situation if it was Peyton Manning and trying to make his point. But people are like, yeah, you don't really believe in Ryan Tannehill, or you wouldn't have called the place. Now, the problem is, I don't have a problem with him in the second last drive when he was actually, well, this is a chance to run the ball and pound it in there. And I'm like, yeah, but if you got pass plays you really like, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, you can't get on him for, oh, every time the guy runs it and you like a pass, or every time he passes it, you like a run. I mean, that's the ultimate second guess.
Of course.
For me, that's the ultimate. And I get when it doesn't work, man. It keeps us in business here. It does. But I do agree, man. On first down, backed up, I was looking and I just said, man, this is the time if there ever was one. Hey, maybe you get hit. Maybe some safety goes unblocked and he hits you in the back. So what? You're at least thinking aggressively. And, you know, Ryan Tannehill's an athletic guy.
Maybe like, he gets out of there
Ryan,
anyway. Yeah.
Man, we need you to make we need you to make a starting NFL quarterback throw out of this end zone. And you got our receivers got to beat his corner one on one, whatever the route is. Whatever route, those guys study everybody. Like, what's the best chance? What can we run on this guy and get open? It needed to be that something to the outside.
But with all the Gase,
instead of running the ball,
no, and that's fine. And with all the Gase kind of bashing that's been going on since last night, since the end of that game, Matt Burke's got to take some heat too. That defense at the end of the game. You want to talk about Swiss cheese? You talk about it all the time with the big holes in the Swiss cheese. I couldn't believe what was going on at the end of that game. We brought it up a couple times, the guys wide open on crossing routes with T.Y., or if it was the wide open Andrew Luck pass. Like, it was bad. That defense was as bad as possible at the end of that game.
They gave up 455 yards.
Yeah.
See, the other side of that, though, is people are going to say, look, the defense is what it is. It was decent against the run. But the pass and the fact is they got problems both ways. The pass rush is still not good enough.
No, there's no pass rush.
Even though Cam got one yesterday.
So he got one sack yesterday.
Quinn had one and got called back because of holding.
Yep.
But it's just there's just too much time still to throw the football.
And for Andrew Luck.
And then the other thing is our linebackers and safety trying to cover their tight ends again yesterday. And by the way, shouldn't be any kind of surprise that Ebron is.
Oh my goodness!
He had 9 touchdowns coming into the game, 9, and he got 2 more yesterday. And the coverage is
they can't cover tight end. And you know what? As much as I love the fact that 2 years ago they drafted Raekwon McMillan, and we thought we had our middle linebacker. You need another one.
Yeah,
he's just not. He's not, right now. He's not.
I thought
he's
thought
not playing
he played,
good enough.
I thought he played a lot better against the run yesterday.
Okay.
But he's still no. He's still
there's gaps
way too
in his play. That's
and,
it.
And stuff. We got to go to break here. Mark Richt's going to join University of Miami head football coach Jack. So we'll talk to the coach about everything with the Canes, including what bowl game they might be going to.
Mm, maybe he'll break some news for us.
And the whole.
Doubtful.
That'd be nice today if
yeah,
he broke some, but
doubtful.
He probably won't. He'll
come
up with some.
Mood today.
He'll come with something juicy tomorrow.
That's it. Yeah, no. Later on today when they do the coach's press conference later.
Radio.com. Radio.com.